I saw a 19th century painting of the scene in the gospel parable today, and it was just beautiful. It was a picture of the temple, and the two men, the Pharisee and the tax collector, were in the painting. The Pharisee was standing right in the middle of the doorway, and the light was shining on him, and he had his hands uplifted in prayer like this, and he was wearing an embroidered robe with this bright red tunic over it. So he was obviously the center of attention in the temple that day. And off to the side, in the corner, in the shadows, there was the tax collector, and he was kneeling down, and his hands were over his chest, and you could see that he was just keeping himself out of the limelight. The contrast between the two couldn't be greater. If I could open a magic door somehow and walk into the scene there in the temple of that story, I'd like to have a word with the tax collector and with the Pharisee. First, I think I would stand with the crowd in the temple there, and I would listen to what the Pharisee is saying. The Pharisee says, "I thank you, God, that I am not like other people, like thieves and rogues and adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week. I tithe of all my income." Seems a little over the top. And then I would observe the tax collector in the corner. And the tax collector in the corner is sitting there and he's beating his breast. "God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Be merciful to me, a sinner." He doesn't even look up to heaven. And if I could, I would speak to the tax collector. And I would say, "Do you really have to be so hard on yourself? It's one thing to repent of your sins. It's another thing to beat yourself up. Don't forget, you're a child of God too." And then if I had a chance to talk to the Pharisee, I'd say something to him as well. I'd say, "Do you realize how arrogant and how self-righteous you look? I know you're a good person, but you're overdoing it. You could use a little bit of humility in your approach." The reason I'd like to speak to each of them is because I think they're both partly right. I think the Pharisee is a good person and understands, you know, how important it is to come to the temple and to pray and to be a person of good works. And I think the tax collector is a person who knows that he's fallen short of what God has expected, and he's wholeheartedly repenting of his sins. But each of them goes too far. I think the Pharisee thinks too highly of himself, and the tax collector thinks too poorly of himself. We've all seen examples of the Pharisee, I'm sure, a self-righteous Christian that expects everyone else to follow what their interpretation of the Bible is, evangelical Christians who have sold their souls to politicians so they can get more power. And I think we've probably all felt like the tax collector, when we think, "Oh, I failed again. I'm not worthy of the mercy of God. I might as well just give up." And we just beat ourselves up. And it leads to low self-esteem and self-criticism. I don't think that's healthy. You know, I think Jesus told this parable to get us to think about what it means to be religious, what it means to have some humility. He's trying to get us to think about it. And you have to admit, I mean, there's something about religion that tends to make people self-righteous and arrogant. We've all seen it in more than one religion. So it needs to be tempered with humility. When I was ordained, an old priest told me Be careful, you know, it's spiritually dangerous to be ordained. Everybody thinks that you're better than everyone else, and if you're not careful, you'll start to believe it yourself. Be careful. On the other hand, though, there's such a thing as beating yourself up too much, like the tax collector. You know, I don't think it's healthy to criticize yourself all the time. And when religion tries to crush people under a load of guilt, I don't think that's the gospel. You know, all of us have fallen short of the glory of God and we have sinned, that's true. But we're still children of God. We're still recipients of God's grace and mercy. So I think the Pharisee has too big of an ego, and I think the tax collector doesn't have enough of an ego. See, I think actually that all of us have both the Pharisee and the tax collector within us. On the bad side, that means that we can become arrogant and self-righteous like the Pharisee, and if we're not careful, we can beat ourselves up like the tax collector. But on the good side, each of us knows that we can stand openly in the sight of God and pray like the Pharisee. And we also know that it's a good thing to come before God and confess our sins and repent of them like the tax collector. Both and. It's not one or the other, it's both and. I like to think of this as like two hands. In one hand, we know that we're a child of God and worthy of God's love and grace, like the Pharisee. And on the other hand, we know that we're sinners. We know that we're in need of confession and repentance. And when we put those hands together, that's when we can really pray to God. You know, in the Eucharist, in the first part of the Eucharist, we say the confession of sin, "Most merciful God, I confess that I have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed." And then later we come to the altar rail and we put out our hands like children and we ask for the bread and for the wine, you know, the grace and mercy of God that's been poured out for us. It's both and. On the internet this week I found a prayer, a version of the Serenity Prayer that I thought was sort of apropos here. So I'd like to close with that. "Oh God, please grant me the serenity to stop beating myself up for not doing things perfectly, the courage to ask for forgiveness when I fail, and the wisdom to know that I am a good person with a kind heart. Amen."